It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. This is the marriage special broadcast, so don't go away. It's going to be a little bit different than most broadcasts we have. I know the divorce rate in America is climbing, and I'm not just talking about divorce today. I'm talking about people that are married but are not fulfilled in their marriage, unhappy with their marriage. They stay together because of the children, because of the vows they've made, which is very important. And there's a lot of different reasons why people stay together, even though they're very unhappy, unfulfilled in their lives. So I don't have all the answers, but I'm going to put some things together today because Gene and I have been married for 54 years. And we've been, of course, in ministry 49 years. So today's going to be a good day. I don't want you to go away. I want you to stay. And we're just going to talk about your marriage today. And I know that I'm going to be able to help you with some things that I've learned along the way, some principles that I've learned in dealing with my own marriage and, of course, working with marriages during my 49 years of ministry. So stay tuned. It's going to be a good day. Here on BPN, your internet, your 24-hour internet prayer station, at this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe, here on BPN. Well, I'm thankful today for the opportunity to be able to pray with you and your marriage here today on the marriage special. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, that whoever I'm talking to today, whoever I'm praying with today, will receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and they can take what is beneficial and use it, or what is unbeneficial, they can set aside. So we just pray that you would anoint today. We come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. So good to have you listening today here on BPN Radio. And we're just going to talk about the wonder of marriage and being in love, and it's going to be a great broadcast. And I just want to invite you to tell your friends and neighbors. So Michael W. Smith's going to kick it off, going to sing a song that is one of Gene and I's very favorite love songs. Michael W. Smith sang this song for us for our 50th wedding anniversary, and he provided us a soundtrack to this song, and he did the introduction, which was a wonderful presentation that we enjoyed very much when many of our friends came on our 50th anniversary. He's going to sing, and then I'm going to be back to talk about marriage. So here is Michael W. Smith.
Standing still when you said you would be mine. Oh, you are a miracle, you're sweeter than I've ever dreamed. You're so much more than beautiful. Can it be that you belong to me? So walk with me a while, and we will spend our lives learning the mysteries of love. And through the darkest nights, we'll hold each other tight. I promise that will be enough. Oh, you are a miracle. It's sweeter than I've ever dreamed. You're so much more than beautiful. How can it be that you belong to me? Oh, yeah. Oh, girl, you're more than beautiful.
Okay, we have Michael W. Smith, my friend, who that was our theme song for our Gene Nye's 50th anniversary. Well, this is the Married Special here on BPN Radio. Here on this Tuesday, we're going to talk about marriage. I'm going to pray for your marriage, and I'm just speaking today to people concerning their marriage. So many people are getting divorces today, people that have been married for long term. What happens to people? What takes place? Why do people get divorced after they've been married for so many, many years? And we'll talk about that. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to talk today about the three basic needs of a husband. I'm going to talk about the three basic needs of a wife. And if those three basic needs I've learned after counseling hundreds and hundreds of times over the past 49 years, and Gene and I meeting with couples and ministering on marriage, I've learned that there's three basic needs. If those basic needs are not met, then a marriage cannot be completed. Of course, I believe that, you know, when we say I do, I will, then I believe that marriage is for life. But some things can happen along the way. I know that God hates divorce, but sometimes divorce takes place. And I'm certainly not being critical of people that whose husband or wife has left them. There's been years and years of abuse. There are things that, you know, sometimes we go the second, third mile. And, Jesus doesn't really tell us to do what to do after that. But some people appear to be happily married, but in the four walls of their home, that is certainly not the case. I know of couples that have been married for years, but they sleep in separate bedrooms. They've not been intimate in years. And, you know, they really are living separate lives, but just not to reveal to anybody that they're no longer living together, no longer being husband and wife. So I just want to talk today. I want to pray with you today. I don't mean to ramble today, but I'm just trying to get my thoughts collected. But let me just say that I believe that marriage can be the nearest thing to heaven or the closest thing to hell. And some people, they literally are living a hell on earth because they're living in a hell of unfulfillment in their marriage. And even though they're Christians, they're not fulfilled. So let me just give you three basic needs of, first of all, let me give you three basic needs of a husband. I believe this is good. I did not read this anywhere, although I do believe in reading. I know there's lots of books out there on marriage. I'm just sharing. I'm going to pray with you today. I'm not going to talk about anything that I cannot pray about. But the basic need of a man, the three basic needs, first of all, is he needs affirmation. He needs to be affirmed. He needs to... He needs his wife to tell him how great he is and how thankful she is to have him as her husband, and express that gratitude and make sure that a wife needs to make sure that she builds her husband up. Never to, even though he may have lost the contest, lost the match, maybe got fired from his job, maybe got up to give a speech and he rambled a little bit, maybe went too long. There needs to be affirmation. A husband never needs to know how bad he did it. And I cannot remember, even though I've been in ministry 49 years, I cannot remember a time that I've came home, even though I know that I blew it as far as my preaching or the way that I led the service, conducted it. I've never had my wife, Jean, to criticize me one time on my preaching or my announcing. And so a man needs to be affirmed. He needs affirmation. He needs to know how wonderful his wife thinks he is. And so many times, you know, you'll see a man leave a beautiful wife and run off with some woman that certainly would not place third or fourth in a beauty contest. And you just say, well, how could that be? But some wives lose their husbands because they never give affirmation and they never tell him how great he is. And this other woman, maybe on his job or he has come in contact with, affirms him, brags on him, compliments him, expresses how wonderful he is. You just wonder how it happened. But a man must have affirmation. The second need of a man is he needs sex. A man cannot live without sex. And a frigid wife, a wife that does not fulfill her husband sexually, places her marriage in jeopardy. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, Paul taught that a woman's body is not actually her own. That does not mean that a husband is to abuse his wife sexually. But a woman's body is not her own. Neither is a man's body his own. And so a man can have a lot of wonderful things going on. He can live in a beautiful home, have a beautiful wife. He can have a great job or business. But if he is not fulfilled sexually, then many times that man will end up with another woman, even though tragedy occurs in the home. So, you know, if a wife is having problems sexually, you know, she needs to get some help. And she doesn't need to wait. And once a month will never, ever do. It will never do. And so the second need of a husband is sex. And the third need is service. He really loves to have service. He loves his wife to rub his back, rub his feet, to serve him a meal while he's watching a ball game. And he loves for his wife to serve him. And I know many times a wife will say, well, he needs to serve me, and he can pick up his own shoes and he can fix his own sandwich while he's watching the game. Well, I guess he can, but that is a basic need of a man. He loves to have service. The three basic needs of a wife. The first basic need is conversation or communication. And a husband that will not listen to his wife is putting his marriage in jeopardy. And some men say, well, why is my wife attracted to that person? He does not have the physique I have. He does not have the money I have. But he may have a listening ear. And so there are so many men that have no time to listen to their wives, and they are not interested in conversation. I learned a lot long time ago that two of the most important times in Gene and I's marriage, not saying we have a perfect marriage, we all have struggles and challenges along the way, but I do love her and she does love me. And we have been married since we were teenagers, and you know, we had to learn how to adjust, and we have gone through life, but we love each other, and I've had to learn how to listen to her. So we have coffee in the morning. I get up and pray, and then she knocks on my door and says it's coffee time. We go in. I set aside everything. I don't bring my computer in, my iPad or my cell phone. I don't bring it into the coffee place. We just have coffee together. I listen to her. We have conversation. And we have another coffee about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So in the morning time, we talk about what good things, wonderful things that's going to happen today, some of the things that we may be doing. We don't talk about heavy things. We don't try to work out problems at coffee time. We keep it light. Keep it light. And then we have another coffee in the afternoon talking about what we have been able to accomplish that day. And so a wife, she needs conversation, communication with no distractions, no making, no doing texting, no looking at something else, but just looking at her eye to eye, knowing that a wife has our undivided attention. And sometimes when she says, "Can I talk to you?" that needs to be a signal. Yes, you can, and you can now, unless it's an emergency. So the second basic need of a wife is she needs romance. You know, sex is not one of the three basic needs of a wife, although there is a fulfillment there, but it's not on the top three list, but she does need romance. She needs to know, how much you love her. She needs to know how much you care for her. She needs to know how much you need her, and that she is still the apple of your eye. And there needs to be romance. There needs to be dates. There needs to be dressing up and taking her out on a date, and just looking at her, not to be distracted. Leave your cell phone in the car unless there's a babysitter waiting for you. And let the wife have the cell phone in her purse if there's an emergency. But a wife needs romance, and she needs to hear how much you love her, care for her, and that you just can't help falling in love with her. I'm going to do something I've never done. I'm going to play a song.
Wise men say,
by Elvis Presley, a love song.
Only fools rush in.
And you need to tell your wife this.
But I can't help falling.
Now don't turn me off. I have some more things to say.
Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my
Okay, I know. I know some of you guys are saying, what in the world is he doing playing an Elvis Presley song on BPN Radio? Is this the Breakout Prayer Network? Am I listening to the right broadcast today? You are. Just come on, just settle down, just relax, and take off your hi-hat, and let's just talk about marriage. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for your marriage. I love that song. In fact, that was a song that Gene and I used to listen to when we were going together. I can't help falling in love with you. We need to fall in love, but we need to stay in love. We need to stay in love. So I'm talking about your marriage. I'm going to be praying for your marriage. I'm talking about the three basic needs of a husband, the three basic needs of a wife. So the basic need, the three basic needs of a wife, communication or conversation. She needs to talk and you need to listen. The second is that she needs romance. And a rose or a dozen roses, taking her out for a special meal, not just once a year on her birthday, but I'm talking about often dating her, letting her know you love her, playing some romantic music, some love songs. All of those things are very, very important. Having a wonderful night. And then the third basic need is security. A wife needs to feel secure in her marriage. She needs to know that you are never going to leave her. You never talk about the D word. You never talk about divorce unless there is some major problems going on in the marriage. But you don't talk about divorce. You don't talk about, well, I may leave you. No. A husband needs to tell his wife, you know, we are secure in this marriage. I'm gonna love you. We're going to grow old together. And we are going to be together forever. And she just needs to have that security. We're going to be together forever. And she needs to be secure in her marriage. And you can certainly help her with that by telling her how much you love her. Your life would never be complete without her. And that makes her feel good. Security. She needs to be secure in the marriage. I'm gonna play a song here by Randy Travis. I just feel like playing this. And I hope you like this song because it's one of my favorite songs. And I'm gonna play it for you right now. Here on BPN. Sometimes it takes me a little bit to get the song pulled up because I'm doing all the operation of the broadcast as far as the recording is concerned myself. But anyhow, here we go. Here's Randy Travis, and he's going to sing Forever and Ever and Ever. And that's what your wife needs to hear. She's going to be secure in the marriage.
This love that I feel for you always will be. For you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. say time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. Well, honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. Well, it's easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, but just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Okay, that's Randy Travis here. It's Randy Travis here on BPN Radio. This this really is BPN Radio. What am I doing today? I am doing a marriage special. So many people's marriages are in jeopardy that I'm just laying aside anything I need to lay. Play some secular music if need be. And playing some love songs and talking about your marriage, because so many, many marriages are in jeopardy. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, and I'm going to be praying for marriages today at this time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. One of the problems we have, of course, in America is we have marriage problems. And I'm not talking about just non-Christian marriages. I'm talking about Christian marriages, people that know Jesus. And I'm sorry to say that the divorce rate among Christians is almost as high as the divorce rate among non-Christians. And so I'm praying today. And I'm just going to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for marriages, and I pray that people will not be turning me off today as I talk about some basic things concerning marriage. And Lord, I know that my wife Jean and I don't have it all together, but we've learned some principles the past 54 years of our marriage. And I pray that we can pass some of those principles along to people today. I pray for marriages. I pray for marriages that are on the rocks, so to speak. I pray for those that are contemplating a divorce. I pray for those that are living unfulfilled in their life and married. I pray for those that have been unfulfilled for a long time. I pray for that wife that knows that her husband is cheating on her. I don't want to call it an affair. I call it adultery. And so they're having adultery with another woman. I pray for you husbands. Pray for you today that you know that your wife is committing adultery with another man. And you're contemplating leaving. It's breaking your heart. But I believe that there can be healing. I do believe there's forgiveness, and I'm not claiming to be a professional counselor, which I'm not. That's not my field. That's not my role. But I can give experiential principles and biblical principles concerning concerning marriage. And if you're going to have a successful marriage, both of you are going to have to be willing to forgive, walk in love and forgiveness. And there's a lot of help out there. There's some Christian counseling out there. There's a lot of good books and manuals and teachings on marriage, more than we've ever had before. But I want to pray for your marriage today. And I want to pray that your marriage will live and not die. And because, you know, it's not just about you. When two people break up, have a divorce, the children suffer the most. Even though they may be grown children, they suffer really the most. And so generations are broken, and God is a generational God. And so he desires for us to have godly generations that we can speak into. And sometimes we have to be willing to give and take. Somebody said marriage is a 50-50 proposition, but it really is more than a 50-50 proposition. Sometimes we have to give maybe 90% if necessary. It could be 70-30, 60-40, and it can't always be one way. So I'm talking about the three basic needs of a husband, which I've given, three basic needs of a wife: communication, romance, and security. She needs to be secure in the marriage, knowing that you're not going to leave her for anyone else. And of course, one thing that makes a wife very insecure when y'all go out in public and she sees you looking, always looking at another woman. A wife said to me when I was in a prayer time with her and her husband, she said, "Is it normal for my husband to look at another woman, a nice looking woman, beautiful woman, every time he passes by that particular female?" And my response to that is, no, it's not. It's not normal. And a wife is always looking at her husband's eyes. What is he looking at? Even on television, what is he looking at? When you walk down the street, what is his eyes looking at? And if you're walking down the street, is he looking at you? Is he admiring you? Does he acknowledge you? When you're sitting in a movie together, does he put his hand in your hand, or does he put his arm around you? All of these things mean a lot to a wife, because she needs to be secured. She needs to know in her marriage that there is security because her husband pays attention to her, tells her how beautiful she is, how much he loves her. And even in public, there's a taking of the hand, a holding of the hand, touching her, and all of those things are important to a wife's security in the marriage. And then, of course, a wife needs to know if something happens to her husband. Maybe there is a sudden death, and he dies, and he is the primary breadwinner. Is there life insurance? Is there finances to take care of her and the children after he's gone? And all of this is very, very important. A wife should not be left without some life insurance, without some security after her husband goes. So security, three basic needs of a wife: communication, romance, and security. Three basic needs of a husband is affirmation, sex, and service. And so I just pray right now for your marriage in Jesus' name. I pray that your marriage will be better than ever. And I want to say to you that that people fall in love and then they fall out of love because of resentment, because of a lack of love that's given in return. There's a number of reasons why, but we fall in love, and then we make a commitment. We make a commitment because a lot of things can happen in life, in marriage. You know, a wife can get older, and she can gain weight, husband can start getting bald. I know from experience about that. And husband can start getting bald. He can start gaining some weight. And things change. People have ill health, and they may long for the day when both of you were in good health, could go places, but maybe there's restrictions now on your health, your physical health. Maybe there's one of you that cannot perform as well sexually as you used to. There's a lot of things that can happen in life. There can be financial difficulties. There can be upheavals. There can be tragedies that happen along the way, misunderstandings, everything that to challenge your relationship and challenge your marriage. But I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray that God would strengthen you in Jesus' name. And maybe that you are involved in a second marriage and you still have regrets about what happened to your first marriage. And there may be problems with your children from your first marriage. I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I ask the Holy Spirit to minister to you in a very, very special way. And I just want to encourage you wives to get involved with your husband. You know, if he likes sports, if he likes football, find out everything you can about football. Don't leave him just to watch the football game alone. You say, well, I don't have any interest in sports. Well, you can take an interest. You can learn everything about football. You can, the internet gives us opportunities to find out who the top teams are, the profile of the players, the rules of the game. And you can, if your husband loves sports, you can watch it with him. He doesn't have to go over to his best friend for another friend's house and watch football. And you say, well, I'm not interested, but you can be interested. And husbands, just want to say that some of the things that your wife loves to do that you don't like to do, well, you could do it anyhow. You just go shopping with her from time to time and look with her and be patient. Don't have your cell phone out and carrying on a conversation while she's looking at something. Just say, why don't you try this dress on? And yeah, I'll wait for you while you go into the dressing room. Okay. Don't turn me off yet. And, you wives, find out something your husband enjoys. If he enjoys hunting, why not learn to shoot a gun and go hunting with him? If he likes to fish, why not? And, if you don't want to clean the fish, let him clean the fish. And, but do something that you enjoy. And, I just believe it is important. You know, I could be splitting hairs now, but I believe it's important for husbands to know that they are their wife's best friend and vice versa. My best friend is my wife, Jean Gentry. I enjoy being with her. I believe she enjoys being with me most of the time. And we just enjoy watching games. We enjoy going sightseeing. We enjoy taking a drive in the evening, the Texas Hill Country in the cool of the day. We enjoy watching television together. She enjoys Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so I've learned to enjoy that one. She loves the House Channel, so I enjoy that one. And I enjoy sports, and she does too. So it's important. It's important. It's important. And I want to encourage you wives to watch for your husbands, because I believe that there are seducing spirits out there, women that would like to have your husband. And you just need to watch, not be judgmental and accusatory, but watch. And you can see if a woman is on the make. And if a woman If a woman feels that her husband is unhappy and unfulfilled, she'll discern that. And so that's why it's important for a husband to be able to, from a public perspective, is never to make a joke about your wife and always brag on your wife in public. And what does that do? What does that mean? That means that any woman that might be present will feel less challenged concerning the seduction of your husband. But if he makes jokes about you, about your weight, makes jokes about you and your relationship, that is a signal to another woman concerning maybe the availability or the opportunity to seduce your husband. And so there are signals there. There are signals there. Make sure that that you outcompete any woman that is vying for your husband's affections. Make sure that you look neat. You still look pretty, and you don't have your house coat on when he comes home from work, dragging around your hair out of place. Remember that he's been maybe working around beautiful women all day. He doesn't need to come home to that. And I just want to say to you men that you need to keep your eyes on your wife. You need to love your wife. You need to consider your wife. And you need to always thank God for her and be grateful for who you have and what you have. And your children. Your children are watching also. And you need to, you men need to let your children see what it is to have a good marriage. In front of your children, you need to tell your wife how much you love her, and you need to tell your children how much you love their mother. Okay? And that would be fantastic. And so today I want to pray for your marriage. And I want, this could be a good day for some of you couples just to repeat your wedding vows over again. To repeat your wedding vows over again to each other. Just to take each other by your hands and just renew your vows. You say, well, I've already done it once. You might want to do it again. I'm going to pray for you. Here's a song that I love. It's a great wedding song. And I know we're not supposed to swear, but we're going to make an exception right here today. Here's John Michael Montgomery, one of my favorite songs. And I like this. And I'm going to pray for you.
I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. But you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear. I
give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall. And when there's silver in your hair, won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear.
Okay, there you have John Michael Montgomery. That's a great love song, song of commitment. I pray right now in Jesus' name for you couples today. There'll be a new start today, a fresh commitment to each other that I'm going to love you and I'm going to forgive you. And you husbands, if you've hurt your wife and the Holy Spirit's speaking to you about an area where you need to go home and ask forgiveness right now, you need to do it. And just say, will you forgive me? Don't say, we were wrong, I made a mistake. Just say, would you forgive me? And you wives, you need to walk in love and forgiveness. And if you wives have hurt your husbands, if you've hurt your husband, you just need to say, forgive me. And you need to accept her forgiveness. Don't live a life of unforgiveness with each other. And watch your circle of friends and influence. You wives, don't be just inviting. Don't just hang out with the wrong couple. I'm not saying you can't have friends, but when two couples are inseparable, sometimes it ends in tragedy. It's a tragedy. You can get too close, allow your husband or your wife to get too close to another couple. Make sure that you're best friends and pray with each other. Pray with each other. There's an old saying that says the family that prays together stays together. That scripture probably can't be found in the Bible, but it's a very wise saying. And you husbands and wives, y'all need to learn how to pray together, pray with each other. And I believe one of the things that's kept Gene and I's 54 years of marriage strong is that we pray together. And sometimes it can appear to be awkward, but the wife praying for her husband and the husband praying for his wife. And Gene and I, most of the time we take prayer walks. We just pray together. We agree for a certain situation. And praying together is so very, very, very important. And, you know, learning to love each other as you get older in life, it's so very, very important. when I see couples arguing and bickering and aggravated, agitated with each other, and they're getting older, I just say, that's very sad. This ought to be the time when they're loving each other, caring for each other, and letting their love grow. Because love can grow old. And love, as the song said, never gets old. Love never gets old. So, Father, I pray for couples today that are listening to BPN Radio. I pray for their marriage. I pray their marriage will be strong, stronger than ever. They'll pray together. They'll walk in love and forgiveness. They will remember their marriage vows and remember how much they love and appreciate each other. They will give expressed appreciation. I appreciate that. I thank you for that. And they will celebrate anniversaries and birthdays, and they'll make memories. Then they'll celebrate those memories. They'll look at those pictures, those videos, and remember when. Father, I just pray that you will bless every marriage today. I pray that every marriage will be stronger than ever. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. I believe you for it. In Jesus' name. And marriage is not just being the right person, but it's becoming the right person. I love you today. So thankful that I could pray for you, and I bless you now. I bless your marriage, and I pray that your marriage will get stronger and stronger. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio today. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.